Copyright law is complicated, even for lawyers, and even for copyright lawyers who deal with it on a daily basis. As Professor Jessica Lippmann says, most of us can no longer spend even 1 hour without colliding with the copyright law. So how do we manage copyright? First, we have to look at all the questions. Who in my organization should be responsible for copyright compliance? What uses are allowed under our digital licenses? What laws apply when we print an online article, let's say in the United States, whose author is in Canada or in India or Australia? May I reproduce 50 copies of an article for an internal seminar? How do I develop a copyright compliance policy? Who should be negotiating digital licenses? How do I manage fair dealing and fair use? And what do I need to know about global copyright compliance? Wouldn't it be great if you had knowledge about current copyright law specific to your day-to-day situations? And wouldn't it be great if you felt confident using copyright-protected materials and guiding others on legal uses of content? And wouldn't it be great if you had a strong network you could email or telephone when you needed to discuss a copyright or licensing issue? Well, managing copyright provides answers to these questions and gets you from point A to B. To manage copyright, you first need to define what does copyright management mean for you and in your library or organization. And to actually sit down and write a definition of copyright management. It may mean efficiently dealing with everyday copyright and licensing issues. It may mean understanding copyright law and licensing in plain English. It may mean implementing mechanism and having tools from copyright resources to a written copyright compliance policy. And it may mean having an organized approach which is supported throughout your organization. Second, in terms of managing, you will need to learn to understand the complexity of copyright law and to break it down to plain English. To avoid legal suits, to have practical answers, to stay current on copyright laws, and to feel comfortable applying copyright laws to your own situations, and to be able to share your knowledge with others. And third, you will want to maintain copyright and licensing knowledge as a basis to grow upon. You will want a variety of practical and precise reference materials, and you want to form a community of copyright friends, both locally, domestically, and internationally, online and face-to-face or people you can pick up the phone with or meet at a conference or have coffee with in your own city. Copyright management can be looked at also from the philosophical perspective, and I feel like there are a few pointers all of us should be aware of. Start small. You don't need to know everything at once. Take one step at a time. Examine specific aspects that relate to you. Have some fun along the way. Learn both from reading and from experience. Feel good about the knowledge that you do know and don't feel like you have to know everything. Focus on your needs. Try and create a safe environment so you can make mistakes without them being extremely costly. Know when to ask for help. And try to have some sort of copyright management compliance plan or blueprint which you can follow.